Hey, America.
Start listening now.
Getting better and better at that. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
Doing fine.
Tolerable.
Good. I'm
made
doing well.
We're
Eric's
it,
having a good week.
Yeah.
I am having a good week. I bought a condo.
Woo! Congratulations.
I bought a home. I have one. It's mine. And my cat can live there too.
It's yay. Great.
Just one cat.
Just one. Yeah, the only cat I am allowed to have is happy about it. But that's also because I have prosciutto and cheese in front of me. Actually, I'm pretty sure that's the only reason she's happy.
Doesn't take much to make her happy, does it?
No.
Scritches and prosciutto. Really. She's a lot like me in that regard, really.
Eric's got a condo and prosciutto and cheese laid out in front of him to commemorate his ascent into the owning class. Roll the theme music.
And welcome to another expensive episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, where life is music and I am a homeowner.
Oh, I'm Sam, and I'm not mad. I'm just very disappointed in you, Eric.
I'm Danny.
Yeah, well.
I'm Derek.
Yeah. It's true. Both of those things are true. I bought a thing. Anyway, how's everybody else doing?
We're making it through one foot in front of the other. It's technically what would have been Eurovision week. So we're all kind of processing that. Yeah. We thank everybody at home who's listening to us right now. Hope you're safe. Hope you're happy. And hope you're well. Thank you for joining us. I mean, a lot of people are either kind of distancing themselves from what would have been the contest, but we appreciate you listening and double downing sounds terrible. Like something you'd find in Urban Dictionary.
Or
anyway,
KFC.
Thank you.
AFC.
Yeah.
Jinx.
¿Por qué no los dos?
Don't look up double downing on Urban Dictionary.
Don't do it. But we do appreciate you listening to us and immersing yourself in even more Eurovision clownery that only your friends at 12 Points for America can provide. Or I believe, as Danny said on Eurostream 2020 this past week, our insufferable brand of witty repartee.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Insufferable is a good word.
Yeah.
If people aren't drowning in zingers by the end of the night, then I don't know. And by zingers, I mean the style of Twinkie that you can get. It's like a knockoff.
The off-brand?
Like a gas station. Yeah. Ooh. That kind. That tastes better than Twinkies anyway. Eurovision, 12 points from America. We are better than Twinkies. On that note, hello to everyone who is coming to the show new from Eurostream. We're terrible and you'll hate us. We're praying for you. Sam, give them the socials so they know where they can't contact me after I disparage their country tonight.
You can always hit us up on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at 12pointsUSA. You can email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. Scope out our website, 12pointsfromamerica.com. And whatever podcasting streaming service that you're listening to, if it gives you an option to give us a rating, we would really love it if you can give us a rating. Any feedback, we're happy to hear it. Ideally, if it's positive feedback, our fragile little egos can't take much different. So help.
We're really making a strong pitch for continuing to listen to this show right now. But for real, Eurostream was really fun.
It was. Yeah.
I am so glad to have been a part of that. It is really crazy to me that this podcast, which just turned a year old, we've been doing this for a year.
Yay.
Happy birthday to us, by the way. That we turned this little weird podunk American Eurovision show into being the hosts of this thing that thousands of people watched. It's wild. It's crazy. We're wild and crazy, guys. But for real, thank you to
Paul and Gunther and
yeah,
Joel.
Paul, that's,
yeah, yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Biting the hand that fed us, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No, Paul, Gunther, Joel, all the guys over at Eurostream 2020 and all of the other websites that chipped in to help out. It was really a sort of labor of love from the fan press community. Eurovision is one of those really wonderful communities where the fans and the press all kind of squish together into one giant blob. You know, people who cover Eurovision and know a lot about it do it because they love it. There's no gold in this. It's all just love and geekery and music and friendship. And that's really what it's about. So you at home, thank you for listening and tuning in with us, joining our crazy little family. I have to say I'm slightly distracted because Eric's cat literally just walked right behind him.
Yeah.
Out of care in the world.
She has phenomenal comedic timing. Let me tell you.
She really does.
She's
good girl,
great.
Zelda.
What's up, Zelda?
So, I guess we have some results to finally calculate for everybody. Is that right?
Yes, we do. We are in the grand final of the 12 Points from America Eurovision experience, which is the real result of the real Eurovision. Because who's going to tell me it's not?
Would you, Eric, remind the audience of the songs that made it to our final, or the countries that made it to our final?
Yes, our finalists in alphabetical order are Armenia, Australia, Austria, Azerbaijan, Belgium, Bulgaria, Czech Republic, Denmark, France, Germany, Greece, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, Lithuania, Malta, the Netherlands, North Macedonia, Norway, Poland, Russia, San Marino, Spain, Switzerland, Ukraine, and the rest. Oh, I'm sorry, and the United Kingdom. So that is our lineup of 26 tunerinos.
So the way that we are going to run this down is we are going to combine a sort of top 15 from each of us as coming from our own juries in America. And we will be combining that with the results from the Eurovision party that we had for all of our friends a couple of weeks ago.
Yep. Their vote will be the public vote, 50%. Our votes will be the other 50%. Each of us will represent individual country. Because there are so few of us, we are going to do the scoring a little bit differently as well. Our top, basically our 15th place song will get 1 point, 14th will get 2 points, and so on up to sixth, which will get the usual 12 points. On top of that, so fifth place up to first will get 14, 16, 18, 20, and finally 24 points for a first place finish. And if a country in the current scoring system wins a certain country's televote and jury vote, they get 24 points. So really, they're just stealing from us.
I think our friends at the EBU might have something to say about that. But
what are they going to do? I'm not afraid of them. Anyway, so that's the situation. So there will be a lot of points to give out, and we're just going to roll into it, I think, and figure out who the real, true, undisputed champion of 12 Points from America's Eurovision voting is going to be. So what country should we call first?
Andorra. Oh, damn it.
Maybe we're like Dandora. Am I right, Danny?
Is that me? Am I? Will I be the Federated Republic of Dandora? I hate that. But it's the name that I've had since I was incorporated in 1990. So I guess let's go with it. Shall I be running them all down straight up to like straight through my bottom 10 and then do my top five slowly?
Let's start at number 15, which is 1 point.
One point from Dandora goes to the Czech Republic. 2 points to Denmark.
Yay.
3 to Malta. 4 for Austria. 5 points for Norway. 6, and there will be boos from the audience now. Lithuania.
Boo.
Boo.
That's fair.
You suck.
Dandora will be in flames tomorrow. My 7 points go
Boo!
To...
Oh, sorry.
7 points go now. To Ukraine. 8 points to North Macedonia.
It was you, wasn't it?
It was. 9 points for San Marino.
There's no 9. We go right to 10.
Oh, shit.
We go from 8 to 10.
Good. 10 points for San Marino. And 12 points for Iceland. My 14 points...
This sounds so weird, but I'm all for it.
Yeah. 14 points.
14, what's happening?
So this top five, I, you know, very obviously agonized over, and I can live with it. I really, really love this top five, and it's a testament to this year just how much I love all of these countries for separate reasons. My 14 points goes to Ireland. My 16 points goes to those zany bastards from Russia. 18 points to Germany, 20 points to just Switzerland, and my 24 points only a little bit surprisingly go to Italy.
Italy. Okay.
We didn't get to talk about them a lot over the past two episodes because, you know, that boy is from one of the big five. Same thing with Germany, but those two are both in my top five. Easy and unquestioned. 24 to Italy.
24 points to Italy. So why 24 points to Italy? I'm not questioning you. I want to, you know, because it's good. I want to know why it's number one.
We've done a couple of these during the review shows. And I believe during the review show, I gave my top points to Italy for that week anyway. I am a sucker for the perfect execution of this style of song. There's just enough production in all of the right ways. There have been a lot of songs this year that have avoided the trap of being overproduced and thus being ruined. Even though Cyprus isn't a great song, it's produced in exactly the right way. It's done perfectly for what it is. And Italy in this situation both has that, but it also has this incredibly potent well of emotion behind it as well. He's a fantastic singer. I'm a sucker for the big finale that doesn't modulate up a key. So there's a perfect amount of restraint. And also, the song is 50 seconds too long. So it has that going for it.
Yeah.
Fai Rumore is fantastic. Chorus gets me every time it swings in.
Well, after 25% of countries voting, Italy is in the lead with 24 points, followed by Switzerland and Germany. That's that. All right. We will now go to Derek.
Yo.
May we have your votes, please?
Derek calling from Ambassador Town.
Derek calling. My 1 point goes to the UK.
Oh, good for them.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Way to stay out of the bottom 20s.
They were like one place away from me too. I wanted to give them a point, but I couldn't.
I gave them a point just for, you know, for doing.
Yeah.
Way to go. Way to go, guys. We're proud of you. Better luck next year.
You're doing so good.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
2 points goes to Greece. Kind of surprised with that one, but what the hell. 3 points goes to Denmark. Is that a real place?
Ben and Tanmark, I believe.
Ben and Tanmark. 4 points goes to Azerbaijan. I was won over by the Egyptians.
You're just a sucker for a Lotus Sutra, aren't you?
Oh, it got me. I was like, I'm sold. From that deep, husky voice.
Wait,
see, 5 points. Shut up. 5 points goes to Poland.
Oh, okay. All right.
I actually found myself liking it more and more. Admittedly, it's more the performance than anything else, I think. Let's see. 6 points goes to Belgium. They got in my top 10 just barely.
Mm-hmm.
7 points goes to Germany. It's a violent thing. 8 points goes to Malta. 10 points to Ukraine. 12 points to Bulgaria. This is where things get interesting.
Yes.
14 mm-hmm. points go to Armenia.
You did the thing.
Oh, he did.
It's like when Greece votes for Cyprus and boo.
Yes, because I'm in no way Armenian.
That's right. You're. Go on. Go on. Chains on you. Get
he can't give it any more points than that, so please proceed.
My 16 points goes to Lithuania. 18 points goes to the Netherlands. 20 points goes to Australia. And 24 points to Switzerland.
Switzerland gets the top points from Derekistan. What's your country called?
Yeah.
Derekistan.
I'll help say, but notice that front runner Italy got no points from Derek.
Yep, don't care for it.
What a dramatic voting sequence.
Yeah.
I'm the Belarus of this team.
Except he's got it deep inside.
So Switzerland gets your top points.
Absolutely. I'll say, so we haven't mentioned this yet, but Gerber, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I think so.
He has a sorter website that he populates every year with all the contestants, and you go through and just, it'll show you two countries and you pick one. You do this many, many times, and then it tells you this is your preferential order of songs. And this year going through it, I had no idea what my number one was. And I was genuinely surprised. Oh, it's Switzerland. And I've taken it a few times and it's been Switzerland every time. But check it out. Gerber's Eurovision sorter.
Yeah, he does it every year. Total
highlight. That thing is really, truly a friend of the show. It's a highlight of every Eurovision season for sure. All right.
Have I ever used it? Oh, no. I have, but not this year. Not for this year.
He has ones going back to previous years and stuff. So if you want to double check, I like to, like, every 6 months to a year or so, go back to like an old one and see how my feelings have changed about Higher Ground or whatever else. Keeps going up, finding Higher Ground. All right. Yeah, we are half
coming for Euphoria.
We are halfway through our jury voting procedure. I'm going to ham this up and I'm not sorry. Let's take a look at our top five. We've got Australia in fifth place with 20 points, all from Derek. In fourth place, Lithuania with 22 points. Third place, Italy with 24 points.
Mm-hmm, you don't say.
From North Dancedonia or whatever your country's name is. In second place, 1 point ahead with 25 points is Germany. And off to a pretty remarkable start, Switzerland has 44 points.
I'm going to call this right now. I think Switzerland is going to win this whole thing.
We'll see what the public vote brings us.
We yep. will. I forget if people really liked John and his tier.
I don't know. We'll see.
We shall see. So, what country are we going to call next? We are going to call me. I'm next.
Eric. It's just Eric, like Canada. Mm-hmm. Like how Canada isn't like the Republic of Canada. It's just Canada.
I always prefer to think of him as the Eric, like the Gambia.
Oh, yes. Like the, yes. The Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's not the Ukraine anymore. Tell that to the Ukraine and you get punched in the face. It's just Ukraine.
Yeah, they hate that. Okay. But yeah, I'm like the Gambia because I am surrounded by Senegal. Anyway, the nation of Eric is calling and gets to provide its votes. My 1 point goes to the United Kingdom.
Yay!
I am doubling their score.
So
2 points go to San Marino. Happy to give San Marino some points. My 3 points go to Italy. Italy gets a few more points. My 4 points go to, I'm going to get booed as well, Lithuania.
Aww. Yay.
Boo, I suck.
The more Lithuania this year, the more I liked it, but it was just, I liked other songs more.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it, is that Lithuania is great. It's just that it's a really strong year, and it's just not quite top 10 for me. Similarly, my 5 points go to Ireland. I love this song, and I'm kind of weirdly like upset that it's not quite in my top 10, because I really, really do love that song. Moving into my top 10, my 6 points go to Norway, 7 points go to Belgium, 8 points go to Greece, 10 points go to Iceland, my 12 points, which is not as impressive as it normally is, go to Malta, and we go into my top 5, 14 points go to Germany.
Yeah!
16 points to Ukraine.
Oh, that high! That high for Ukraine, huh?
It's amazing! It's so good. I'm going to say my top 3 could have practically been in any order. These are all really, really close for me, but this is where I landed. My 18 points go to Switzerland, adding to the hoard of points that is Switzerland.
Uh-huh.
My 20 points go to Azerbaijan.
Oh, my God, Eric.
What?
Why? 20 what? Points. Azerbaijan was the second best song of the year.
You do you, Eric. Don't let it bring you down.
Thank you, Derek. You're a true friend. And my 24 points go to Denmark. Benetan with yes. I am saying yes to this song. I find it incredibly warm and heartfelt and makes me feel happy and reminds me of times when I was very happy. And therefore, it gets all of my points. Well, no, it doesn't get all of them. It gets a lot of my points more than you know, some of the others.
This final is already full of twists and turns, and I'm here for it, honestly.
This is even weirder than 2011.
This is... what is like,
John's winning for some reason.
Oh, God, not again.
I'm scared. All right, Eric, tell us. Okay, so Switzerland is clearly in position 1 right now, but what else do we have?
Switzerland is indeed in first place with a whopping 62 points. That is out of a possible 72 points, I will note. So way to go, Switzerland. Again, 62 points. Second place is Germany. They have 39 points. So there's a little bit of a drop off here. Then we've got Ukraine at 33, Denmark at 29, Italy at 27. And it gets very close from here. 26 from Lithuania, 24 from Azerbaijan, 23 Malta, 22 Iceland, and Australia with 20. We also have countries at 19 and 18. This is pretty close. But to determine who our jury winner, our North Macedonia of the year, right? Yeah.
Last year they killed it.
Who's our North Macedonia?
They didn't know it at the time. It took them a couple of days for them to realize that they killed it in the jury final, but... Mm-hmm.
But that happens, you know.
Yeah. But then we wouldn't have had that moment of watching John Lundvik's face fall.
Worth it.
It's true.
True.
That is true. So we need to call the nation of Sam's funny country name.
La Serenissima Repubblica di Samantha.
Sam Marino.
There we go. Why did I not think of that?
I don't know. It could be Kazakh Sam.
Oh, no.
Kazakh Sam.
Hey, you know what? I came second in junior this year. That's pretty damn good.
The United King Sam. Moving on. Sam, can we...
No.
All right, let's see.
Reino de Esamia.
Portugal Sam.
That's it. You got
all
it.
Right. That's enough. Erica. That's enough. That's enough.
All right.
All right.
Who's your singular point go to? Please hit the UK. I'd love
my single point. My single point goes to Benny Christo from the Czech Republic, who we just found out we will see at Eurovision 2021.
Yay!
Wonderful news. It'll be with the 72nd remix of K-Mama, but I'm down with that.
It'll be please, a completely different song by that point.
Please send a better song.
Anyway, it was good enough to get a point for me, so that's fine. All right, song getting 2 points for me is Russia, Uno from Little Big. 3 points goes to Azerbaijan.
Haha, see, I'm not stupid.
Well, 4 points.
You heard
goes,
it here first.
4 points goes. My 4 points goes to Denmark.
See,
Tan. My 5 points I give to Belgium. See, I nearly made a mistake earlier today when I just wrote BEL on my scorecard, and
that's
I nearly
right.
gave those
she
points.
She likes Davina after all.
I do love Davina. The only problem is that you guys didn't, so it's not in the final. So, anyway, yes.
That's true.
Yes. So Belgium gets my 5. 6 points from San Marino goes to Ireland. Story of my life. Solid song. Number 7 points goes to Germany. Violent Thing.
Ooh.
8 points goes to Malta. Destiny. My 10 points. Here's where things get heavy. 10 points goes to Switzerland, La Suisse.
Only 10.
Only 10.
That's the lowest that it's come in so far.
Yeah, I'm evil. What can I say? 12 points.
She's giving 24 le 12 points to San Marino. That's it. Oh.
No, because I'm giving my 12 points to San Marino.
Oh, okay. Good.
All right. San Marino is better that is than Switzerland.
You know, in terms of sheer enjoyment and sheer immediacy, at the time that I took the score, yes. I gave it.
I'm gonna defend Sam on this one. You know,
it's
I wouldn't
fun.
Have ranked it higher than Switzerland because I sure didn't, but I really love San Marino.
Yeah, Eric and Derek, you two just hate fun.
Yep.
What? I gave it points.
I know. Giving
I gave it
crap.
2 whole points. That's
count
two
them.
More than that's two more than Derek gave it. Two.
All right, moving on. 14 points I gave to Ukraine.
Nice.
16 points. Fai Rumore from Italy.
It's back.
And honestly, the 18, 20, and 24 could have gone in any order. I was literally asked about these songs for another podcast, for ESC Insight, just earlier this week, and I gave a completely different order on that show. It all just depends on my mood. And so my 18 points goes to the Netherlands, Jean-Go McCroy.
My nice finish.
Right? Yeah. 20 points for me goes to Iceland.
Oh.
Dadi Freyr.
I thought that was going to stay your top one, Sam. What's getting 24 then?
It just got pinched. It just got pipped at the post by the Roop, Lithuania.
It's
for 24.
Lithuania. Yeah, it's not here yet. Yeah.
It's 24 points from Lithuania, from San Marino. It's silly joy in all of these elements that on paper shouldn't work together as well as they do. It's something such a minimalistic production, such simple lyrics, such a weird dancing style, such strange vocal affectations, but you squish them all together. And for me, it's absolutely magic. I cannot deny the power of the Roop and the fire that they are bringing. So yes, 24 points from San Marino this year to Lithuania. How does that screw up our scores, Eric?
It screws them up a lot. Not really.
Yes. My job here is done. Good night, everybody.
Before we toss it over to Mons to help recount the televote, who did the juries love most? Switzerland still up there?
Switzerland is still our jury winner with 72 points. 72 points is still pretty big lead. Even without Sam's 10 points, even without Danny's 20 points, Switzerland would still be tops in our jury vote. Second place is Lithuania with 50, then Ukraine with 47, Germany with 46, Italy 43, Iceland 42, Netherlands 36, Denmark 33, Malta 31, and so on down.
Out of curiosity, were there any nil pointers?
There are two.
Ooh, only two.
Do you remember? Do you remember? Yes. Well,
I can guess.
You can probably guess.
Wait, what's Spain? One. What was the other one?
Spain has nothing.
Spain, okay.
And France.
Spain and France are at no points.
The Spain song does not deserve to have the same amount of points as as friends. I'm going to say
objectively,
well, very sad.
Well, moving up slightly, just ahead of them with 2 points apiece, they each got 1 point from two of us, the Czech Republic and the United Kingdom. So way to not be at the bottom, United Kingdom.
I can feel
you
that.
You did it. Yeah, you did it. So we're going to go from the bottom of the jury scores to the top, like we do at Eurovision. And again, we had a jury of, not a jury, the opposite of a jury, a non-jury that voted on the songs at the Eurovision party that is done locally. Although this time it was a little bit less local because it was over Zoom, or no, it wasn't Zoom. It was over some other thing.
Watch Together, I think it was called. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we watched it together and we got a lot of votes, and they all voted on like a 0 to 10 scale. And we scored this the same way that we scored our own votes. Top got 24, then 20 and so on, except their vote counts for 50% of the total. So because there were four of us, we're multiplying all of the points earned from this televote that we are using by four. Make sense?
Makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So are you ready to find out who won?
Europe, are you ready?
Not yet.
We can't hear you, listeners.
Okay.
Tell us if you're ready. Oh, we should have an interval act. What should our interval act be?
Everyone go get their cats and hold them up to the screen.
Yeah.
Sam doesn't have a cat.
I don't have a cat.
Okay.
I have a cup of tea. It's still warm and very satisfying and soothing.
That's not a cat.
It's what I got.
Fine. Our interval act will be 15 minutes of me playing Animal Crossing. It'll just be 15 minutes where you can just hear my villagers talking things. And
my interval act is this gin and tonic.
Love, love, gin, gin.
Ah, this is much better than Madonna.
No. There's so much better than Madonna. Those unicyclers from the 1960s were thousands of times better than Madonna.
Yeah, because they were on unicycles.
Yeah, never seen Madonna on a unicycle.
Yeah, if she had done her entire interval act on a unicycle, I'd be like, I don't care if she sounds like crap, she's on a unicycle. All right, well, now that our interval act is done, Eric, let's get the piddly points
first. Get down to it. Starting with the lowest vote getters in our jury vote. We will start with Spain.
Spain was the lowest?
Well, tied for the lowest.
Oh, France. Sorry. I thought we were starting with the televote's lowest. No, you're right.
That's not how this works. From the public vote, Spain received 8 points.
Good.
You're out of the cellar, Spain. You did it. Well done. Next up, France. France received...
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. 0 points.
Yes! Oh. Yes! I don't care who wins Eurovision now, because this confirms that we made the right choice.
Oy.
0 jury points, 0 televote to France. They deserve
France.
It. A crime.
Up next, we have the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom received 0 points.
Oh, no.
I'm going to note that the way this is set up, there are going to be a few countries with no points, because
that's right.
Only 15 of the 26 countries are going to get points at all, because 4 times 0 is 0. Moving on to the Czech Republic, who received 0 points.
Oh, okay. I mean, the sting isn't quite as bad, knowing that it's not necessarily that they're considered crap. It's just the way that our numbers are working out. This isn't the same as a Eurovision score. It's our own thing.
There are much fewer opportunities for points. So this is going to happen with a few countries, but it will still be dramatic and interesting because
it's going to happen. I'm going to get a Czech Republic from 2019 all over again. It's going to like get to Italy, and it's going to be like Italy, 7 points. I'm going to be like,
he's not going to pull a Ben Ingrosso on this. Don't worry.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Eric.
Up next, we have Austria. Austria received 4 points from the jury vote, and from the public, they received 56 points.
Wow.
This is so Eurovision. This is so the finals.
So they move up to 60 total points. That puts them in second place behind Switzerland at this point.
Yeah, they'll be in second place for a while, I think.
In the voting. Could be.
No.
Up next, Poland had 5 points in our vote. And the public gave them 12 more points for a total of 17.
That tracks.
North Macedonia received 8 points from the juries, and the public gave them 16 points. 16 points for a total of 24. Not bad for the northernest of Macedonias.
I love the song. I know it couldn't have won, but I love this song.
Up next is Greece, which got 10 points from the 12 points from America jury. The public gave it 0 points.
I'm surprised at that one. I'm surprised our voting public gave three suits.
They weren't feeling it. I don't know. I think they just weren't that into it. So we go to Norway. Norway was just ahead of Greece with 11 points. And from the public vote, also received 0 points. Nothing there from Norway. So they finish with 11 points.
That's a shocker. That's a shocker.
Bulgaria.
I've
come to think that that song is being sung from the perspective of a cat. It's just like, what do you want me to say?
It's from the perspective of me to a cat.
All right. Well, I guess we didn't have a very cat-friendly televote here. Mm-mm. Bulgaria had 12 points, so just ahead of Norway. And from the public, they received 20 points for a total of 32.
Bulgaria was Tears Getting Sober?
Yes.
That was that.
And that propels them into the top 10, at least for the moment. Nice work, Bulgaria. Up next is Armenia, which got 14 points from us. And by us, I mean Derek.
Mm-hmm. Just did Derek, was Derek the only one who gave them points?
That is correct, yes. I'm going to defend Derek first.
That's me in North Macedonia, too. So.
I'm going to defend Derek ever so slightly on this. It's kind of grown on me a little bit, just a tiny bit.
So can a fungus.
I will not argue against that. Anyway, it got 0 points from from the televote. Sorry, Derek.
I wish I could give points just for the music video, but alas, I cannot and will not.
It's a good video.
It's not. It was painful.
Up next is Belgium, one of two countries to get 18 points in our jury vote. The public televote gave it 32 points.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. That's sizable.
Which gives it 50. That puts it in a tie for third place with Lithuania. So again, Switzerland is in first place with 72. Austria is in second place with 60. And Lithuania and Belgium are tied with 50 points. Shall we move on?
Yes, please.
This is great. It's like I'm torturing you guys.
It's just like Eurovision. I hate it.
The other country to get 18 points from the jury vote was Russia. Russia received... from the public, 0 points.
What?
No!
What?
No!
What?
This is a gross miscarriage of justice right
Shocking.
Now. Russia's
I'm
song.
That high and I'm surprised.
Oh boy, Russia's song was.
I want to say
it was a killer. I don't.
I want to say it was close to getting points, but it was just very divisive. Some people loved it, some people hated it, and that wasn't enough to make the range where we were giving away points.
I can see that. I can see that happening.
I'll apologize to all of our listeners right now. Feel free to tweet Eric for giving Russia no points in the jury.
It's fine.
This is all Eric's fault.
I don't hate that song. I just thought there were 15-ish songs that were better. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Okay. All right. I'll get over that one.
Up next, Australia. Australia, you had 20 points in the jury vote. From the public, no points. Sorry, Australia.
That partially breaks my heart, but I think
this is on the strength of her performance of her vocals during that national. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Sam's mom's fault.
This is my mother's fault, yes. Mm-hmm. I love my mother dearly. I trust her opinion very much.
She sank the hell out of this.
Yeah, I've never seen my mother so violently dislike a Eurovision song on the strength of the weakness of the music video. She actually preferred Hatrid Munsigra over this. And it should be known that mom is a trained operatic level. I mean, she went to college for music performance and she preferred Hatrid Munsigra over Montaigne, which I never would have guessed in 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm. So, she's got good taste.
Well, I mean, she raised me.
Ooh. No comment.
Moving on, San Marino. Our most serene republic got 24 points from us collectively. The public vote gave it no points.
Oh.
I understand.
So sorry.
Yeah. I understand because I feel like I could champion San Marino's song to the ends of the earth, but it's been sobering to watch San Marino get really its ankles chopped off at every single like Eurostream and every other sort of mock Eurovision. It has not done well. People have not responded to it. I think it's just a song for 2% of people to really love and everyone else to hate.
Yeah.
Ah, well.
From there, we go to Ireland. Hello, Ireland. Ireland got 25 points from us, a respectable total. We are almost to the top 10 of our jury vote. This was number 11. Of course it was, Ireland. poor Ireland.
As predicted.
As predicted. Having said that, the televote gave Ireland...
Redemption. Redemption for the island.
80 points.
Nice!
Whoa! Yes!
8-0. 80 wow. points. That gives them 105 points. That puts them into the lead.
Nice.
With 105 points. Switzerland second with 72 and Austria third with 60.
And wow. Switzerland still has not received any televote points.
Well, I mean...
Well, they'll be the last to... We'll, yeah. Uh-huh. That's last to be revealed. Works.
They're the John Lundvik of this one. Or are they? Moving into our top 10, Azerbaijan, 27 points from the 12 points from America jury, 24 points from the public televote, not bad, 51 total, well done. That brings us to Malta, our ninth place jury finisher. The public gave them 72 points.
Yeah. Malta went over big, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That gives them 103. They are 2 points behind Ireland. They go to second place. So again, Ireland, 105, Malta, 103. We go to the eighth place jury finisher, which is Denmark. They had 33 points from the public, 4 points.
This is our Czech Republic moment. This is
this is our Czech Republic.
What a very sad moment. Doing so well with a song that deserved to do well, but the public just didn't latch on to it. Yeah. This is sad. Mm. I mean, I gave Denmark my 2 points.
Should have given them more.
But even so, Denmark, it is a very sweet song. Yeah.
Denmark ends with 37 points. We gave 36 points as a jury to the Netherlands. Interestingly, that was from a pair of 18s. So 0-18, 0-18 for the Netherlands. What did the public think? 48 points.
Solid. Pretty strong. Solid.
So that gives them 84. Very good total. Does not put them in contention for the win. So we move to our sixth place finisher in the jury vote, which is Iceland.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We gave Iceland 42 points. The public gave Iceland...
It's going to be like 90 points. What is it?
96 points.
Of course, yeah. Iceland finishes big. I knew it.
Yep, 96 points. That gives them 138 points and puts them in a big, big lead.
Wow. I feel like that's the televote win. Is that the televote win?
Well, 96 divided by 4.
Yeah.
Yes.
24,
Let's keep this moving. We go to Italy. Italy had 43 points from us, and the public gave it another 40 points.
Not shabby.
83 is a good result.
Mm-hmm.
Up next is Germany. Germany got 46 points from us. And from the party vote, they got 28.
Oh.
Mm.
That was a shocker.
28 points. So that puts them at 74.
That's it. I thought Germany had it, but top two for up-tempo songs of the year. That's another crime. That's a mistake. Americans are dumb. I'm here to say that right now.
Okay. So we are down to our final four.
Mm-hmm.
The winner will be either Iceland, Ukraine, Lithuania, or Switzerland. Ukraine is up next. 47 points from us. That's third place in our jury score vote time.
I'm bracing for impact here.
Ukraine received from the public.
And
no points.
0 points.
Oh, I knew it. God. I knew it. I knew it.
Our crowd did not like this. Like they didn't get it. And I kind of understand that because I didn't like it the first time I heard it. It took a couple of times, which is unfortunate for a Eurovision song when you think about it, because like most people are only going to hear it once. But I feel like Europe would get it more than
we should say that
the random whites that we subjected these songs to.
unlike the televote in Eurovision, where these people do get to live with these songs for a good couple weeks and months, the party is, you know, we only show it to folks once and get their knee-jerk reactions from it.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a severely disadvantaged brain.
And white singing has done well in a few instances previously.
Uh-huh.
So it is European appreciated, I would think, more than America.
True.
Absolutely, yeah. All right, so Ukraine finishes with the 47 points that we gave them because we're grateful, and we go to Lithuania. Lithuania got 50 points from us. I remember our leader, Iceland, has 138. Did Lithuania get enough to catch up? Let's see. Lithuania received from the public 64 points.
Ah, just not enough.
Puts them at 114. That puts them in second place behind Iceland. And that just leaves Iceland and Switzerland. Again, Iceland has 138 points. Switzerland has 72, which means Switzerland needs more than 66 points to catch Iceland.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
and win. Dramatic pauses all around.
Bring it.
Did Switzerland get enough points for John Lundvik to whatever?
I sure hope we have like zero listeners in Sweden by this point. We're just being mean to John Lundvik.
From the public.
Okay.
Switzerland received 0 points.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, they did not get it at all.
They didn't get it at all.
It was like fives across the board.
Oh, no.
Switzerland receives 0 points and finishes with 72 total, all from us, which means the winner of the 12 points from America, Eurovision 2020 Replacement Spectacular, with 138 points, is Iceland. Congratulations. Woo. Congratulations.
Give us Iceland. The top 10, Eric. Give us the top 10.
Let's run it quick down rundown. Here. We had, Iceland at 138, Lithuania 114, Ireland at 105, Malta at 103. I'm going to note that again. Ireland third, Malta fourth. Nice.
This fifth was their
place,
year.
Fifth place, Netherlands at 84. Sixth place, Italy at 83. Seventh place, Germany at 74. Eighth place, Switzerland. Wow. 72.
Wow.
Ninth, Austria, 60 points.
What?
And
what?
In 10th place.
Austria got ninth?
The public loved him. The public absolutely loved him.
We love our timber clones, don't we? God.
Yes, we do.
And 10th.
Finally, 10th place, Azerbaijan, 60 points.
Wow. So Eric, out of curiosity, because we showed our viewers over at our preview party all of the songs, whether they made it to our final or not. What were some of the songs that they liked the most that didn't qualify out of our semifinals?
Yes. So I had to go through the top 20 songs in the overall public vote to get 15 that made the final. There are five non-qualifiers that were in the top 20 for them. I'm going to go from the bottom up. 18th place was Albania, Fall from the Sky.
Sure.
Solid.
15th place, this was a surprise to me. 15th place, so in the points, was Finland.
Ah, that understated the little number from Axel.
I will say, just looking at the response just to Eurovision on Tumblr and on Facebook, Finland has gotten a significant amount of appreciation that I didn't have for it at first.
A lot of people really enjoy it for a mid-tempo.
Yeah, but some people
I think once a lot of people kind of got over, oh my God, it's not Cicciolina, I think a lot of the fandom kind of is beginning to warm up to it. But I think for a lot of people outside of the fan bubble who have no idea what the national finals had, there's nothing wrong with looking back. I think that that Finland's song was perfectly nice and serviceable.
Next up, this finished 14th place, so just ahead of Finland among the overall public vote. Shut Up Danny in advance for Serbia. Serbia finished 14th, but did not make our final. In 7th place among all finishers in this group.
Oh, I'll bet it. Is it Sweden?
No.
No?
This is a song that I have seen outperform my expectations in every one of these that I've seen people do. It's Israel.
Not shocked by that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that I still can't account for it. I still don't really like this song.
It
keeps advancing in every single mock ESC that I've seen.
Mm-hmm. It's a bop. It's a bop.
It's bottom five for me. I'm not really even sure why, because it's not like it's not a bop, but I don't know. I don't get it. I'm not into it.
Sweden, you know?
Yeah. Sweden was our top non-qualifier among the public vote. This is like the reverse of... of the way it usually goes. The public loves Sweden and the jury is just kind of whatever. They were third third place among all 41 countries.
Wow.
People loved the Sweden. We also found out that Sweden would have been first in the running order, the semifinal.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. I also was going to do a random.org friend of the show to find out what our running order would have been. And I haven't actually looked so that my reaction of this will be live. So even though the contest is over, our running order was, well, we were opening with San Marino.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, I think that would have been a fun opener.
That really would. Yeah.
But they would have gotten mm-hmm. even fewer points.
Who do you think closed our show, everyone?
Oh, boy. Who do you think? Who closed our show? Are we just going with our folks who advanced to the
final? It's 100% random.
Oh, in that case.
Poland.
No.
It was
Belgium.
Boy, that would have been a weird way to end the show.
I know, but it's random, so you have no idea.
Oh, I'm really hoping it would have been wild. Russia. Russia finish it? What was it?
No.
It's random. We don't know. What was it,
it's
Eric?
It's 100% random, and we were going to close with the United Kingdom.
Oh, no. They would have gotten the points that we gave them.
Yes, that is true.
Two for you.
Closing out the last five would have gone Ireland, Norway, Denmark, Italy, UK. That's actually a pretty decent run, except for the N, I feel like. Like, swap out UK for Cleopatra or some nonsense, and there you go. Have them do Fuego again. Everybody
likes
that. I'm
proud of Ireland. This top 10 feels somehow pretty accurate. It ended in a way that I don't prefer, but I could see this have being the actual result.
Which, frankly, RTE, the Irish broadcaster, would have been absolutely gaga over that if they had come top 3.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the gloating that Ireland would do over all of its British friends?
Oh, absolutely. Plus doing super, super well without having to pay to host next year's contest. Hello? No lovely horses needed.
Best.
I mean,
Well, but congratulations to all of our countries except France for their performances in our fun little...
Whatever it was we just did.
Fun Eurovision time. I got to say, I'm really happy with how that voting played out. That was very fun and dramatic and so on. That was great. That was really cool.
Definitely.
Congratulations to Iceland on their win. Again, our top 10 from the top. Iceland, Lithuania, Ireland, Malta, Netherlands, Italy, Germany, Switzerland, Austria, and Azerbaijan. So congrats, especially to our top 10.
Now we'll shoot that out on a tweet, of course. We should put that up on our website too, 12pointsforamerica.com.
Yep. We'll fire it up there. We'll let some folks listen to the show and not be spoiled, not have the ending spoiled for them. But eventually we'll,
of course,
we'll throw some numbers up.
But we do really appreciate you guys listening and checking out all of our crazy make-em-ups. And again, let us know what you guys think. What would your tops have been? What would your bottoms have been? What would you have put completely in the middle to be forgotten about in years to come? Let us know. Again, it's 12pointsUSA on Twitter or Facebook, 12pointsfromamerica.com or 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com if you want to email us directly. I don't know about you guys. I need a nap. It's been a couple of weeks, hasn't it?
It has. It has. Everyone, again, we hope you're staying safe. And this is kind of a rough week for people in some ways, because a lot of us, including most of us on this show, are missing Rotterdam right now. And that's too bad. But
you're not alone.
You're not alone. It is a weird consolation, the number of things that have come up, the home concerts and Eurovision again and so forth. You know, in another situation, again, I would certainly prefer the real thing. But if we're going to have something else, a different Eurovision every weekend for 2 months is pretty cool. And it's a testament to how great this community is. By the way, I almost forgot to talk about this. Shout out to everyone on Twitter and elsewhere who watched us on Eurostream 2020.
Absolutely.
And talked about specifically Danny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The internet's thirst for little old me.
Yep.
And Danny, your beard, particularly.
Was the thirst trap of the show.
That's it.
There was one guy in particular who was like, I cannot wait till Rotterdam 2021 and hitting the dance floor with whoever that is. So.
And they sure as hell weren't talking about me.
Joke's on them. I can't and don't dance.
Unless they
want to see me break out the memorized choreography I have to our 10th grade production of Once Upon a Mattress, I don't think he's going to like it.
But we would. And we'll be there with a camera. On that fantastic note, everybody, shall we call it a night, guys?
Ushak.
Yeah, let's call it a night.
From all of us in Minnesota to all of you at home, we hope you're staying safe, you're staying well, and this crazy week, just stay positive, you know? Reach out to us. We're always happy to chat. Yeah, let the spirit of Eurovision live on, even if the contest isn't happening this year. Go and create something, whether it's a connection with somebody else out there in the community, or your own music, or your own podcast. You know, welcome to this family. Just go out there and do something fun. Create something.
Yeah, find something and assign points to them.
Yes, that tree over there, 5 points. Mm-hmm. That blade of grass, -3.
Yeah,
for Tom you, Lieb, blade of grass.
0.
And on that note, everybody, I've been Samantha.
I'm Eric. Danny.
And I'm Derek.
And we're just organized.
And America, stop listening now.
Oh, my God.
All right.